Just when you thought those pileups at intersections with covered-up traffic lights were a thing of the past, two city councilors are proposing to do a similar study at Wallace Terrace and Goulet Avenue. As Sue Today reported last week, Maggie McCauley, Municipal Services and Design Engineer, will ask City Council on Tuesday to remove the traffic signals at Albert and Dennis, while switching on the lights at Albert and Elgin and at Queen Anne Church. But at the same council meeting, our two Ward 5 councilors, Matthew Scott and Corey Gardy, are planning to ask for a new study at Wallace Terrace and Goulet Avenue. Tuesday's City Council meeting will be live-streamed on Sue Today starting at 5 p.m. The full text of the Scott-Gardy resolution follows. Traffic lights at Wallace Terrace and Goulet Avenue. Mover. Cown. M. Scott. Seconder. Cown. C. Gardy. Whereas City Council recognizes the importance of efficient traffic management and safety at all intersections within the city and whereas there have been ongoing discussions regarding the necessity and effectiveness of the traffic lights located at the intersection of Wallace Terrace and Goulet Avenue and whereas safety concerns have been raised by local residents and businesses about the removal of the traffic lights at this intersection and now therefore be it resolved that Council directs the appropriate city departments to temporarily cover the traffic lights at the intersection of Wallace Terrace and Goulet Avenue for a trial period of which the length is determined by similar trials, monitor and assess traffic flow, pedestrian safety, and overall intersection performance during the trial period, gather feedback from local residents, businesses, and other stakeholders regarding their experiences during the trial period, prepare a comprehensive report on the findings of the trial, including recommendations on whether the traffic lights should be permanently removed or reinstated, present the report to the City Council at the conclusion of the trial period for a final decision. Further be it resolved that appropriate measures, such as signage or temporary stop signs, be implemented during the trial period to ensure the safety of all road users.